Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
Well,
I didn't know where to start, and I figured I would use other platforms, but these other platforms were in so many ways not usable in a sense of accessible. I'm always thinking accessibility because I have to use screen readers, but Anchor is where you should go to use it and create your own podcast. So, guys, thanks for listening to my previous podcast from, I think, about a good 7 or 8 hours ago. And the other podcast that have not even made it to 24 hours ago. So, I'm going to talk about this movie that's been going crazy on Netflix. And it's Bird Box with Sandra Bullock in it and many other famous actors and actresses. I've noticed on social media that 50% of my friends online hate the movie because of a misunderstood concept and that they were expecting something extremely scary to pop up. The other 50%, which is a small minority, would be the group of people who are blind or visually impaired or know of blind or visually impaired people who say if this were their situation, they would actually survive and do pretty well. And I would say that I agree, because in this movie, in Bird Box, I'm hoping, or I'm assuming you've seen this movie already, and I hope you made it through to the very end of it and you didn't quit because none of it made any sense to you. But if you watched it to the very end, it would make absolute sense. And I watched the movie. I stayed up till 4 o'clock one morning watching it from like 2 to 4. So, Bird Box, oh my goodness, it made perfect sense to me. So, I want to explain like what it was about, or my perceptions of what it was about. Some kind of crazy phenomena or epidemic that happened, outbreak, that made its way from like China and Russia and all of those places, and it made its way into the United States. And it's this unseen force of sadness and evilness. If it's anyone who sees something, like if you're using your eyesight to see stuff, you know, like your 20/20 vision, you can see. This evil force or whatever it is goes off of people who can see. And if you see it, you see your biggest fears or your worst sorrows and regrets and shame. It goes off of that. And once you lock eyes with whatever this invisible yet deadly force of madness is, you'll commit suicide. It will take over your body and it makes you kill yourself. You will do horrible things to yourself. This guy, well, actually this woman, while she was saving someone else, who was a pregnant woman, saw the evil force and saw whatever it was, her biggest fear or her sorrows. It made her eyes glaze over, as it described. I listened to movies on Netflix with audio description, and it's the best way to listen to movies on Netflix or anywhere else. Audio description. It is incredible. It's the best way to give access to media for the blind and visually impaired, and there's captioning. So all of those things work perfectly fine together. It's not overdone. It's not underdone. Perfectly done. So kudos to Netflix for allowing audio description and closed captioning for this movie, because I was anticipating seeing it and I waited for days for it to come out. So she saw her biggest fear or whatever it was she had an issue with. Then she sat herself down in a burning vehicle and it burst into flames and she died. Then her husband had to continue saving these people And oh my gosh, this movie is crazy. So 5 years goes on and they're practicing listening to their environment. And it's this technique that most blind or visually impaired people know. It's called echolocation. Not many blind people can do that, because most folks who can do echolocation have really good hearing and or probably were blind or visually impaired their entire lives. And that's a skill that somebody has to harness, like really, really good skill of listening. I only know, heard of one blind person who does not use a cane and has echolocation skills and can get around perfectly fine without a cane and has never used a cane in his whole entire life. But he is completely blind and had his eyes removed from when he was a kid from a disease that almost killed him completely. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But Bird Box, I'm trying not to go off topic. Bird Box, so they have to learn how to do echolocation and they're sighted. So I'm just kind of thinking, like, during the movie, you know, they're using crowbars as canes to swipe left and right. And I'm like, wait a minute, why not during this crazy movie did they run into someone who was blind or visually impaired and does things non-visually? Why? Like, why didn't this happen? And you left them walking around aimlessly with real wires, reeling them in and out. That's okay. I mean, I know, I get it. It's a movie. You don't want to get too critical of it, but this is, once again, a perception, a point of view from someone who's visually impaired, who would have said, if this epidemic were to happen right about now, blind or visually impaired people would probably do really well, because we do a lot of things non-visually anyway. We use our computers, our phones, all of our electronic devices non-visually. Whether the screens are on or off, it's still done with a screen reader. And we navigate our world with a cane or a guide dog. Me, I'm a cane user for now. And I've been navigating my environment for many years with a cane. And I felt that I've done a lot better like that. Less accidents, less dropped curves, less bumping into people and getting screamed at because they think I'm being a pervert. Just walking around and bumping into people. Like, ew, don't want to touch you in the first place. So I got a cane. A cane says a lot. So why couldn't they let them run into someone who was blind that said, hey, I know where we can teach you how to do things non-visually. Get you all a cane. You just make the whole village of people navigate their world non-visually. You can't look at your phone screens. You can't look at TV screens. You can't look at camera monitors, because that thing notices if you're seeing stuff, if you're seeing anything through the windows even, it'll get into your eyes and it'll make you kill yourself. So now you have to board up your windows and tape them up and not look at screens in order to live. And even like when you're listening in your environment, you can hear it whispering crazy stuff to you and saying like really, really distorted, demented things to you. It's really, really evil, like extremely evil. So you can listen, you can hear it, and it won't do anything to you. But as soon as you take off your blindfolds from leaving out of your house, you're gonna kill yourself if you let it see you looking. If it catches you seeing, even, it's gonna make you die. You're not getting out of it. So I say, gosh, that's freaking crazy. Towards the end of the movie, they get rescued by people who are the owners of a school for the blind. So a lot of people who survived have to live from a school for the blind from now on. They are no longer allowed to read books with print anymore. They're not allowed to see anything on the screens anymore. They have to do everything non-visually and live as a blind person in order to survive. They have to read Braille, which I have no problem doing. They have to use screen readers, which I also have no problem doing. And they also have to cook and do stuff in the dark and not look at anything through the windows. That is fucking crazy. To go from just hopping in the car to do stuff and seeing stuff to not using any of your 20/20 vision when you leave your house and you have to function as a blind person. I'd say if there's a part two, everybody better have a blind friend so that they can do sighted guide. If they really have a hard time adjusting to doing things non-visually, you better have a blind friend and you better hang on to their elbow. You're gonna have to do some elbow surfing, cause yeah, unless you want that evil thing to get into your eyes and it's gonna make you see your biggest fears, and I think it's gonna make you replicate what you're afraid to die from. Like that lady who sat in the burning car. I guess her biggest fear was dying in a burning car, so it made her go to a burning car and die. The guy, one of the characters, Tom, I guess his biggest fear was killing himself. And so he turned the gun up under his chin and he blew his own brains out. That is just distorted. And the lady that helped Olympia deliver her baby before she was fully submerged under this evil force, she cut herself, she stabbed herself in the artery in her neck several times until blood sprayed out of her neck and she died and went limp. So the evil psychopath let her kill herself. He held her eyes open outside the window and made her see the evil stuff. And then she took the scissor that she cut the umbilical cord with and stabbed herself in the neck repeatedly, and then she died. Then, I guess, George or Greg, one of the main characters who was a complete asshole. He was a bald guy with a drinking problem, total butthole. I think he ended up seeing the evil spirit or evil force and he died. Either from like, you know, actually he got stabbed to death by the psychopath. He took the scissors that he cut the umbilical cord with that the lady killed herself with, and he stabbed Greg or George in the chest several times and blood sprayed out of his chest and he died. And it was audio described, so it described everything in detail. Like, oh, when they stab someone in the chest, blood sprayed out of their mouth and their chest and they made this gargling sound as they died. Oh, that was so, so gross. So if you've never seen a movie in audio description, just out of curiosity, if you're ever curious, turn on audio description, especially for Netflix originals, and listen to how they describe action scenes or fighting scenes. And just close your eyes and listen. You're not going to miss anything at all with audio description. It'll describe everything to you as if you're seeing it. Thanks to the American Council for the Blind that advocated for audio description to be allowed on movies. Otherwise, we'd have to go on Blind Mice Movie Vault and download our movies with audio description. But those movies, they don't have any vision, like they don't have any actual, like you're not seeing anything, it's all audio. So it's an audio file that you're listening to your movies out of. And let me tell you, the audio description is phenomenal. So there's my perception of Bird Box Part 1. I might be missing some other things that I was thinking about. My thoughts were like brewing as I thought about this movie. And I just couldn't, like, wow, it was awesome. Then I want to talk about the bad parts that people were going absolutely crazy over. They missed the whole perception of it. During the movie Bird Box, I kept on saying, didn't they wish they were blind? Like, every time they opened their eyes to see something, it kept on killing them. The moment their eyelids open and they look at the pure scenery of whatever it was they once used to take for granted and or just never cared too much about. Like, I just opened my eyes. I can see everything in front of me. And then all of a sudden their biggest fears come into their body. And it starts with this like growling, scary, eerie noise. And then all of a sudden their eyes glaze over as it describes in the movie. It goes like this. He stares out the window into the sunlight. And the sun stretches over the river with long shadows of the tree reflections. And all of a sudden a long evil shadow stretches over the river. And his eyes glaze over, and he stands still. Tears stream down his eyes, and he takes the knife, and he slits his throat from ear to ear. Blood sprays out of his neck. His face goes pale, and he collapses down to the floor. And the evil forces disappear. And someone walks into the room, and they find him dead in a pool of blood streaming out of his neck. And his eyes still stay open and glazed. It describes it just like that. And I'm like, yo, my goodness, that's crazy. All he did was open his eyes and look. That's all he did was look. And throughout the movie, all I kept saying was, didn't they wish they were blind? Because now everyone keeps going, wait a minute. So you have to do things like you're a blind person. Like, duh. Okay. I hope that there's a part two in this movie. And they finally make them run into a blind character that everybody sneaks around to and they learn how to do things non-visually. I would like to see some voiceover action happening, like using their phones with voiceover, using a computer with screen curtains, putting tape over the computer screen and then learning how to use that shit, or using TalkBack on Android. They're in a catastrophic situation. So there's no need, they're not finding anything elaborate right now. Breaking into the Apple store and getting access to all of their iPads and phones and computers and turning voiceover on and learning how to use that shit like that and doing tandem biking. Well, yeah, once again, tandem biking requires someone who can see at the front of the bike and the blind person is in the back of the bike on the second half of the bike. I have yet to go tandem biking, but they have done some rowing, like boat rides, blind sailing. I have not done blind sailing yet, but I have gone skiing and snow tubing with a group of friends who are all like blind and visually impaired. We did it. We had fun. We froze our asses off, but it was so worth it. It's an experience I will never forget. What else did we do that we've never done as blind or visually impaired people? Besides that, I'm not talking about what we did, but I'm talking about this movie, though. Like, they're going, every time they open their eyes, they die. Their biggest fear, and a lot of it has to do with throat slitting, stabbing your neck with a scissor, or just running through a window 10 stories high. And they fall to their death and plop down. And their heads sound like a pumpkin when it hits the ground. Plunk! And they're all scattered and splattered on the floor. All twisted up and bloody and stuff. That is just really, really sick and twisted. Meanwhile, me and this group of people, it's a group for blind and visually impaired teachers. And we're all going, we were screaming at the TV and telling them to use the crowbar like a cane correctly, walking in step. When you swing your cane to the left, your right foot comes out. When you swing your cane to the right, your left foot comes out, walking in step, and they just kept on swinging it left and right, and not walking in step, and it made all the O&M teachers go nuts, and they just all, I think, sat on the edge of their chairs screaming at their screens, "No! Walk that way! You're clinking the rocks together. That's echolocation!" And the ending was everybody's favorite, for those that were familiar with the blind and visually impaired. It was my favorite. I like how they ended up running into a group of blind people at a school for the blind where they're all safe and protected. And they'd have like a lifetime of supply, never needing anything and never needing to get out of that place. So the sighted people were given a set of ground rules, a warning, if they were going to survive at that place for the blind. Not using anything that permitted using your eyesight. So you have to function as a blind person forever in order to live. And if anyone doesn't think that they can survive as a blind person, just so that their biggest fear does not kill them or make them kill themselves, that would be a catastrophic situation, because you probably wouldn't do too well. Oh, goodness. So, there's a lot of movies coming out about disabilities somehow. There's that movie, I guess it's that silent movie where it's this creature that can't stand noises, and it's a beast. And it kills people if it hears people make a noise. So everyone has to do stuff quietly. And they have to, if they want to communicate, they have to do sign language. And this girl's cochlear implant killed the beast because it was making a horrible noise. And I guess it died. I wonder how it died. Did it just wither away and die? Or did it just burst into a bloody explosion and died because it couldn't tolerate the screeching sound of the cochlear implant that wasn't doing too well with the girl? Anywho, leave your thoughts and ideas about Bird Box if you got to see it. And if you're watching it, I hope this didn't spoil it too bad, and I hope you like the ending and you can understand that perspective. Because I want to hear what your point of view from Bird Box was. So I'm leaving an email in here for you to send an audio message. If you are interested in sharing a story or any feedback or whatever on whatever you just heard, either recently or like hundreds of episodes ago, you can send me an email to casu305@outlook.com. And I'll say it again, casu305@outlook.com.